Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
Gentlemen, is Your Gig Showing?
Oh, yeah.
Nice for you to be here. Welcome to the studio. I'm welcoming Rob Newey and Scott Mueller.
G'day.
Is it Mueller or Mueller?
It's Mueller.
Mueller.
If you
okay.
want to get technical, but yeah, I don't expect that of you.
No, let's get technical. Got to get it right.
Love it.
So good. You've got a lot on your plate over the Christmas and New Year with this festival, Matakanarama.
Indeed. Indeed we do.
And it's relatively new. I mean, the genesis of it is only a few years old.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is our first year of large-scale operation. If you can recall, 1,500 people large-scale. Last year was 350. It's been a ride. It's
yeah.
been a real ride.
Nice to start with just your friends and, you know, extended whānau come along to this gig and then think, wow, this is a really good thing to do.
Mm. Yeah, it was an inspiring time. Kind of just showed us that something pretty crazy is possible if you just sort of put your true self out there. And that's kind of what the core of the festival is. It's just about what we like, what we want to see in an event like this and how we want to experience it. So it just kind of comes through in our equals who are all sort of around the 24-year age that we are.
Yeah, I have a couple of sons in that age bracket, so I know exactly what they get up, well, not exactly what they get up to over Christmas and New Year. But they love to go to these small boutique festivals around the country. Mm. So this will be one that they'll be very interested in.
Yeah, let's get them there.
Okay, and so you started this by, oh, I've got a personal invitation. Thank you very much, Rob. That's so cool.
This is for the boys
as well. For the boys, okay. Yeah,
yeah.
For the boys, yeah.
I've got a third one for you.
No, I'll definitely give it to them. So you started it because, as we're talking about it, it's a lovely little 350 people, and then decided what, you wanted to be entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I suppose so. I've heard that word thrown around a lot lately, and it is growing on me. But, yeah, it just went so well last year that it would have been silly not to run it back, and I suppose not to scale it up while we're doing so. It was brilliant. It was community focused. It was tight. It was fun, and it was really wholesome.
Oh, no, that's a good word, wholesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's over 3 days, and you have all the festival stuff in place. You have, you know, food and various what can we call them, entertainments at various places. But wholesome is a good word to describe it, and it's for camping, so you can you can take your tent. And but it's R20, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, that's right. And that sort of just comes from where our age bracket is. So we decided, I guess a lot of the younger ones have a bit of a coming of age experience at other festivals that are well established. So we figured that was sort of that sort of matches our vibe.
Yeah, and for 3 nights, 3 days and nights, or 3 nights gigs?
3 nights, 3 days. Music starts about 4 p.m.
in the afternoon.
Yeah, and then it rolls on through till 2 a.m.
So that's a lot of artists to pull together over 3 nights leading up to New Year's Eve, and obviously a way bigger you know, set list going on for all of them. So where did you access everybody? How did you start with this? It must have been early in the year.
Yeah, well, it's funny. We started about February, March, starting to ask around saying, okay, we're going to do this again. We're going to do a big scale. And then we sort of just began, as most of these kind of operations do, basically talking to people that we know. And that was generally people who are who have a talent and sort of like to get around it here and there, but haven't sort of had the opportunity to go on the big stage. And then just through last year and just through going out to gigs, being in the scene, we sort of came across more and more people who are actually sort of like, you know, nation leading talent. And then, yeah, basically everyone we've got on the lineup has been a process of meeting up with them in person, having a yarn, connecting. And that sort of face-to-face element of it is really core and essential to everything we've kind of done. So we realized actually we booked 50 artists this year. Probably didn't realize it was going to be that many.
Have they all got contracts?
they do. That's Scott's job. But yeah, we realize that we can put together a lineup of people that we can connect with face to face. We can do it that way. We don't have to. It's been a process throughout many different aspects of the festival. We've realized actually we've got all the resources, we've got all the smarts, we've got all the intent to put something together in a way that's fully within our dreams and our capabilities. We don't have to have any kind of corporate investment or anything, so we can just actually decide to spend a ridiculous amount of money on things that other festivals wouldn't, that are just something that's purely about the fun of it and purely about the one thing that we're looking at as a little teaser is ice baths, for example, which we're looking at providing after an experience overseas that we had where they had those and how good they were. So
whereabouts, like somewhere like Berlin or something?
Actually, Australia. We've just come back from Australia.
Have you?
Yeah, at a festival called Strawberry
Shields.
Berlin
might be a bit cold. It's <Yeah. sunny. laughs> They wouldn't need an ice bath, right? So you're watching a gig and then jump into this, what are they, separate little ice baths?
Yeah, they're just
what?
Sitting by the side of the river and you can just access them for free. And we thought, that's such an awesome thing to get around. And if you were to put them for, if there was like any kind of paywall behind it, then we personally probably wouldn't have bothered. So we're like, well, if we can figure out how to invest in it and get it to work on site, then what a plus and what a good way to refresh.
That's a whole other story. How do you get an ice bath to stay an ice bath for so long? But I'm sure you've figured that out. Okay, so let's talk about the actual place where Matakanarama is happening.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful part of the world,
it
obviously.
It means an awful lot to me. It's where I grew up, so it's held on my family property.
Oh,
and
nice.
Yeah, a good opportunity to give my mum a huge shout out.
Hi, mum.
Yeah, hi, mum. Hi, Kay.
For, hi, mum.
Letting all this happen, obviously. But it's just a gorgeous little serene corner of the world, I think, is a good way to describe it. And the fact that we have the opportunity to share that with 1,500 lucky people is an honour for us and hopefully for them. It's gorgeous.
Mm. Yeah, it's about a 270 degree shot of the water, basically. When you're up on the top of the ridgeline, it's on the Lee Peninsula, so it really is just sea views everywhere and the Gulf. And from the top of the hill, within the festival, you can see the water and Little Barrier Island off the top, which is sort of stylized in our main artwork.
Bring your sunscreen and a hat.
Indeed.
And your togs.
Yes, yes. Lots of beaches close by. Omaha would be the classic, easiest one. Goat Island's about a 5-minute walk from the corner of the road. So, yeah.
Sounds idyllic. Okay, so let's talk about the music and the lineup. You've given me a couple of tracks to play this morning, and the Aotearoa bands feature highly in artists, but you've got some international artists as well. But firstly, from Tāmaki Makaurau, Kippa Reid. I see you nudging Scott, Rob.
Oh, Kippa Reid.
Yeah.
They are, so Jono, the lead singer of Kippa Reid, I flattered with him for about 4 years. We were in law school together, and he has always been an absolute gun at music. He was studying law and music, which I thought was always fascinating. And they have been performing live for years, and it's always a wicked show. And now they've finally got some of their songs mastered, and they're coming out on Spotify. And it is such a pleasure to finally hear those rather than just having to wait for a gig every 6 months to sing along to them.
I love the fact too that you can choose who you like, so you can read some mates, bring them along.
Brilliant.
And they're playing on New Year's Eve, they're playing on the last night of the festival.
Indeed.
And the main is there a main stage?
There
stage
is.
Or one
several stages this year.
Okay.
On the main stage.
All right, so I've got a track to play called Cosmic Collision Course.
Yeah.
Very melodic. His time at university studying law and music was well spent. the two might actually go well together when he writes a few contracts.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's Cosmic Collision Course playing at Matakanarama, and it's from the band Kippa Reid.
You make I wanna do nothing with you. Don't hold back, I want you to kiss my soul to sleep. I saw you walking on a cosmic collision course. You make me feel so alive. Smoke and mirrors, I got ice in my fingertips. You make me feel so.
95 BFM, and that is Kippa Reid with Cosmic Collision Course, which they'll be on New Year's Eve, December 31st, which is a Wednesday, is it not? This week? This year?
I haven't researched that yet.
Yeah, it is actually.
Probably down low in my priority of tasks.
No, you should know what day of the week it is. No, I'm here with Rob Newey and Scott Muller from Matakanarama, a new festival, relatively new. It's first actual big year with 1,500 tickets and just a massive lineup, 50 bands and artists. So who else is playing?
So we've got the Black Seeds, who every Kiwi will know and hum along to, and we've got quite a cool set time lined up for them, which is a bit later than most people would expect. So looking forward to the aura that will come with, and the sort of the unique vibes there. We've got a whole bunch of sort of scene-leading young DJs who are pushing themselves out there, the likes of Emily, the likes of sort of scene leaders like Hayan, who's kind of the Don of the UKG scene, the Unk, as he would say. We've got some really cool and unique acts like Doc Jock, who is a live drummer who plays jungle drum and bass, which is a very unique art form to hear live and something that sort of isn't really being done like it is with him, and it's so sick. Like, everyone who sees him live, it just kind of loses their mind because you get the whole visual element, and he has a live saxophonist, and he's going to be joined by Young Ghost, the MC, as a rapper, who's quite a well-known name as well in the Wellington scene.
Yeah.
We've got a few cool international artists. We've got Izguan from Australia, who's his track has blown up. I think 2024 was probably regarded as one of the biggest tracks of the year in the entire EDM scene in the world, so He's a massive deal, and a really nice guy. We were fortunate to meet him the other week. Wet Denim is gonna be tears and hand holding. Yeah, they're amazing. They're gonna play the final sunset of the year on the 31st. So that's gonna be a really significant set.
We'd be remiss not to mention Alex Perez, our headliner, who to me is an absolute dream act. We reached out to him all the way back, I think it was late Feb, and locked him in before before the other festivals could get their exclusivity contracts in. and Mystic State from the UK, who is an artist who I've been a massive fan of for many years. And this was, I think there's a lot of pinch me moments throughout this whole process. And one of them for me was Mystic State hitting us up, their management hitting us up and saying, hey guys, Mystic State is going to be doing an Australia-New Zealand tour. We would love if Matakanarama was their first show of the tour. And that was just, we looked at each other in complete disbelief, and it was an incredible moment. Now we've booked them coming over from the UK, playing their first New Zealand show of their tour at our festival, which to me is just, I still can't believe it, and I cannot wait for that set. I think that's going to be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and one more pinch me moment, the latest one, is actually an artist that we've agreed on terms to a deal, a last minute inclusion, who is the biggest name on our lineup by far. So hold tight for a little announcement coming soon, hopefully if everything lands for that. But yeah, a bit of a teaser on that one, it's going to be massive.
Okay, we'll have to stand by, watch the space. I'm glad that you, as you said that, it's Matakanarama. It's the English and Māori together, really, isn't it? Do you have to stop halfway through and say Matakanarama?
Yeah, well, funnily enough, because I mean, Rama's taken from basically Bananarama. So
Bananarama, right. Yeah, that's why it's easy to trip off the tongue, right? Bananarama.
But we've actually learned that Rama is, or Rama, is actually a te reo Māori word.
Great.
as well as obviously Mata and Kana. So Mata, Kana and Rama will play a part in our festival. A little teaser again. A little bit of a social aspect of the festival that no one would expect unless you've had a conversation with us and been like, oh, no way you guys are going to do that. It's going to be crazy.
I've just noticed you've got T-shirts on specifically with it on. They're very cool.
Of course.
Okay, so the camping, people can come and camp. Food is available. You can't bring in food and drink or glass, but everything's there.
Yeah, you're welcome to bring in snacks, but we just can't allow anyone to bring in like
barbecue cookers. Things.
Yeah. Bring in anything food. That might pose a fire hazard, not to get too health and safety on us.
Kay won't be happy with that.
No.
Anything catches fire. Right. And what about ticket prices? How much do they cost and how many are left?
So they're $3.95 for the full 3 day. That includes camping, which we think an hour out of Auckland's pretty accessible for most people. The 2 days are a little bit less, but we also have a group deal going on at the moment for if you buy four or more tickets in one go for the 3 day, they go down to $3.50 each, which we think is a really good price.
Yeah, very good. And you've got a website.
Yep.
Which is Matakanarama. I'm going to say it correctly now.
Beautiful.
.co.nz.
That's right, yep. And our Instagram is probably the best place to go for the socials. We've got Altair in the studio, who is our social media manager. Nails it.
Very good. Taking some good pictures there. Excellent. All right, well, this just sounds like a wonderful place to be leading up to between Christmas and New Year. I wish you all the very best success with it. And it's lovely to see the enthusiasm because it's because you want to do it, not simply to make any money, simply, well, that would be helpful if you paid everybody.
Yeah, we have quit our jobs, so hopefully that does work.
Kay, did you hear that?
Yeah, she knows.
All right, well, the very best of luck with it. And
thank
congratulations for doing it in the first place. And we're going to end with a couple of producers who call themselves Disaffected from Bristol.
Yeah, that's right. So Disaffected, George, we haven't met Alex yet, but we met George over in the UK at Lost Village Festival. He was volunteering. He ended up coming and finding our little doof stick and said hello, and we ended up raving for a couple of days with him. And I say I love him now. He's like a brother. So pretty crazy circumstances to have reached out on email months ago, and then they were so serious about making it happen that we linked up, and now they're sending it over here for us. So it's going to be an amazing set. They're doing things like no other producer's doing in the break scene. If you like UKG, if you like jungle, if you like breaks, look these guys up. They're insane.
So you've been all over the world looking for talent.
Yeah, we have. We met Wilkinson at Lost Village as well, randomly enough.
Wow.
That's not a teaser.
What a great life you're living.
Yeah, next year, maybe.
Yeah, no, honestly, life right now is a crazy existence, and it's becoming more and more real, realizing what a privilege it is to just send it on a dream. And everything we're kind of doing with it is just day by day tangible feedback from the community and from our collaborators and stuff, and it's just like it's just hard to describe how amazing life is right now for us, and we're just so lucky and so thankful to be living it. And we know we can do it, we know we can pull it off really well, and we know people will walk away feeling hopefully more connected to other people than they have before, because that's our goal. It's just about breaking in new connections between people and sort of allowing access to kind of transformative personality experiences by being yourself in just a blissful, relaxing, warm, sunny and awesome musical environment.
How beautifully said.
Cheers, thanks.
That brings a smile to my face. Thank you so much to Scott and Rob. Thank you for coming in, and thank you very much for these tickets, which will not go astray.
Yes,
I can assure you.
Thank you so much for having us on. This was awesome.
Yeah, this has been really fun.
We're going to end with Disaffected. What time do they play? They New Year's Eve as well?
They are. They play 10 till 11 p.m., the penultimate set of the year.
Okay, well, I wish you well, as I said, and enjoy all those wonderful things. And tickets available at matakanarama.co.nz or your Instagram page.
Thank you.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.